And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Well, Coach, a lot to get to in regards to what happened last Friday against O'Neill. But before we get to some of that, first off, just congratulations to you, your coaching staff, and the team on a great win Friday night.
I appreciate it. Did a great job and kept battling all night. So it was exciting, and I'm just really happy for the boys.
Carly, last week's game was certainly a roller coaster ride, to say the least. But something that we've talked about through the first four games of the season is kind of a never-give-up attitude that we've kind of seen from these kids, and I thought that that attitude certainly showed on Friday.
Yep, I'd agree with you. That's the first thing I told them after the game, that I was super proud of them. You know, they could have quit a couple games ago, but they just keep showing up to practice every day and working their tails off, and it showed in the end of the game. They could have hung their heads with 32 seconds left, but they didn't. And we got that first pass completion, and then I think that just kind of sparked them and got them to believe and drove down the field there.
Coach, let's go to those final 32 seconds, that final drive. Just talk a little bit about the poise of your senior quarterback, Blake Denson, who led that drive, because really there was no margin for error in those final seconds.
No, there really wasn't. So the first play we called, and we told our kids, you know, we're going to work the edge and try to get out of bounds. The first one, threw to Skeeter, and he got out of bounds. It was a good play. We come back with another play, but our blocking broke down up front. And what was great was Blake rolled to the left, and Quentin Coble seen it, and they hit him on the left side of the field over to the left and got out of bounds. So that was probably a big play because we had a breakdown in blocking. And Blake made a great pass, and Quentin made a great catch. And then we come back with, like, another out, and the kid missed a tackle, which was fortunate for us, and Skeeter scooted down the sideline, and we got a block from Harvey, and then we made it tonight to about the 10-yard line. And then I think we did a little screen pass, and to Cyrus, and Blake hit that, and got out of bounds at the 2-yard line. And then we went back to running the ball and punched it in. So it was pretty exciting. Kids really executed really well on all those plays.
Carly, I know that a coach is always making decisions during the course of a game. I'm kind of curious, when O'Neill was driving late in the game and looking as though they could possibly score, was there any thought about using your timeouts on defense in that final couple of minutes? Because certainly having all three timeouts at your disposal in the final drive was a big plus.
Yep. Yeah, actually on the radio the coach said, you want to take the timeout? And I said no. And I just, for some reason, usually I would, because we've used them up in all the other games, and I just said no, we need to save them. And I wasn't thinking overtime or driving the field in 32 seconds, but I just felt like we needed to save them. So,
yeah.
And I was fortunate we did, and it worked out. So,
Carly, your kids made some big plays in the passing game, I thought, on Friday. We talked about some of the passes in that final minute, but your receivers, Coble, Harvey, Campbell, and Cyrus coming out of the backfield, Moniger, the tight end, those kids, I thought, really stepped up for you.
Yep, they played really well, caught the ball well, and which is great. You know, it's something we work on all the time is our passing game and getting better at it. So, and we're kind of starting to settle into what we know our kids can do. As a coach, I'm getting more comfortable seeing what our kids' strengths are, and that makes a big difference, too, where I see what their strengths are and what each kid can do and then what to call and what matches their ability. And so. You know, it's a process, you know, getting to know the kids for myself and what our kids can do. So, you know, without that early on, missing that week of practice when we had that COVID, it kind of set us back a little bit. But I just feel that, you know, our kids are working and we're getting better and things are starting to click a little bit with our kids. So,
Coach, sometimes when you put fullback by a kid's name, you think, oh, well, here's a kid that just blocks. But Frazier Kalen does a lot more than block. He had a huge game for you. I think 176 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. This kid is certainly more than a blocker, isn't he?
Yep. Yeah, he does a great job. He's very What's great about him is he's very explosive to the hole, and that makes it difficult for teams to get a read on who has the ball when they're under the beer. So does a good job, and he's hitting the holes well and seeing it. So it was a good night for him. Last couple games, he's played really well at fullback, and he's really helped us. So he does a super job. His attitude's awesome. So great kid.
Carly, I know that winning the game is great, but I'm sure coming out of the game, you're like, hey, you know what? There's still things we have to do to get better. So what has been the focus for you and your coaching staff in practice this week?
Well, we got to take care of the ball, no turnovers, eliminate a few penalties, and then up front, offensively, we just got to see the blitzes when they come. The kids know it. You know, when I talk to them about it, they're like, I know, I just, you know, they just got to make it instinct and a habit of how to do that. So, and they'll get that figured out. You know, just more reps, more practice, we get that. And defensively, our kids, I don't know if they felt great about the way we played defensively, but, you know, we just had a few breakdowns in our technique and what we were doing and gave them the opportunity to run the ball. Because really our team's been pretty good on I'm stopping the run. So they see it, and they know what they have to do. And as coaches, we know what we have to keep doing to help improve. So,
Carly, you and your kids have a great challenge this Friday. You go on the road to play Kearney Catholic. I think all of us are familiar with the guy who will be playing quarterback. He's a Nebraska recruit, Heinrich Harburg. We know he's really good. But as you look at Kearney Catholic as a whole on film, what are some other things that maybe stick out to you about their team as you prepare for them?
Well, they're pretty much 50-50 with the run and the pass, so we're going to have to be sound in all areas. You know, as usual, one of our goals is always to stop the run. And that's what we really want to do, stop the run, make him just one-dimensional. So, you know, and that quarterback, he's a dangerous player. We got to contain him because if he gets out or a pass breaks down, he's able to take it to the house pretty quickly. So we got to play sound football, and we got to make some plays defensively. We got to maybe get some interceptions or knock down some balls and get to the quarterback at times when needed. So.
Well, Carly, we always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us each and every week, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right, we appreciate your coverage. Thank you.
That's Coach Carly Wells joining us on the Friday Night Lights pregame show.